Hey, this is Todd from WUOT. I'm here at the NEEF North Summer Festival with Andy Bliss and Carolyn Chin. We are getting ready to go to work, or at least you are.
Yeah, we've got a concert here in about an hour. I think it's concert number 10 of 12, if I'm not mistaken, that we've given in the last 2 weeks. And tonight we're celebrating all of our composition fellows here at the festival that Carolyn has been working with over the last week in lessons and in masterclasses.
What got into you this is a huge undertaking. did you ever once go, nah, I better not do this?
No, that didn't cross my mind. It's how we were going to do it has been maybe the question, but we're very fortunate to have a really wonderful community that supports this effort, and a strong team of staff members who really believe in the mission. And each year we've brought in different faculty and have been fortunate that when they leave, they are out there helping us spread the word about all of this stuff as well. And I think our entire faculty would agree it's two of the most enriching weeks of our musical lives each year when we come together for this.
And so let's say that I'm a Knoxvillian. Well, I actually am a Knoxvillian. But let's say I'm not familiar with what's going on here. How would you describe it to someone who likes music and has very wide taste in music? What would you tell them to get them to come?
Yeah, well, the festival operates on the premise that we bring in 40 performance fellows from all over the country and abroad, as well as 10 composers, and they go through a competitive application process. NEEF North, of course, performs as a professional ensemble all year round and has done plenty of concerts in Knoxville and elsewhere. But during the festival, there's something really special about seeing the next generation of performers and composers really like at the forefront of our art and our craft, creating new work right under our noses. And for the folks who venture out to see the concerts, I think they walk away with a real sense of that spirit. Carolyn's been here. This is her second year in a row. I don't know what kind of a impression it was when you first arrived, but I definitely get that sense for most of the faculty.
It's the happiest music festival in the world.
So you just said this is the happiest music festival in the world. Explain how that happens.
There's just a really unique sense of community, I think, amongst all the fellows, and a lot of cooperation, and everyone's just very game to try things out and to support each other. And it's just kind of a joy to be here.
Now you're based in Los Angeles, and I'm sure there's a lot of composers living in Los Angeles. But are there this many within 2 miles of each other? This is an amazing an amount of talent in a very small space in a very short amount of time.
Yeah. You know, I would never know because we would have to drive. I think the traffic would prevent us from ever finding out in Los Angeles exactly how many musicians live within a two-mile area. Mm-hmm. It is really special to be able to kind of roll out of bed and come into the building and walk down the hall, and in every room there's a different rehearsal, and you can just open the door and find these really different musical worlds one after another with people working really hard to figure out what is most unique and vivid about them.
And how did you find Andy, or vice versa?
Probably the internet.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, Carolyn's work came highly regarded to us in from many different ways, and I think last year we put out a call for scores.
Yeah,
I submitted to the call for scores. Yeah, Carolyn, we have an international call, and occasionally we get submissions from people like Carolyn that are just completely flattering, who we would love to have here under any circumstances, certainly not necessarily under the premise of a call like that. And I had actually been looking at a piece of hers that's not true. She submitted one piece, but then there was another piece of hers that I've long wanted to program for percussion sextet called Hamlet. And so we reached out, and we really enjoyed her submission, and so she was named as one of the winners for our call last year, and we had such a wonderful time together creating stuff last summer that we wanted to extend that opportunity to do some additional things this year. So so it's been a real pleasure having her here, you know, on the faculty to teach the composition students and just generally collaborate with all of us as performers and composers.
And Carolyn, you were here last year. Did that inform what you submitted this year to have performed, or did you come into this with an idea of like, oh, now this would be great for this particular festival?
Yeah, I think it's really a chamber music festival, and I think the heart of it is about people working together in these small groups and figuring out the musical relationships amongst themselves. And so I think Eric asked me to suggest a few scores, and Andy went through and found some. And he also found some that I actually didn't remember.
That was funny.
One of the pieces that's on the Sunday concert, Andy sent me the title of, and I said, I don't think I have a piece called that. And he said, well, it's on your website. And it's sort of it's an idiosyncratic piece. And I guess I didn't think about it because I just thought no one would ever do it again. So it's not something that I usually send out to places because it requires a fish tank and a very game singer. And I thought it was like really a one-time thing that would never happen again. But it's happening Sunday.
And what's the name of the piece?
Drown.
And did you get the fish tank?
We did get the fish tank. Thank you to our all-star intern team. So we're all prepped and ready to go with one of our favorite vocal fellows here who's back for her third year from the East Coast. And she's been working hand in hand with Carolyn all week to present this piece on Sunday.
Carolyn, are you using the Chinese zither at all in any of the pieces this week? And I know on some of your pieces you incorporate that.
Yeah, I played a concert on Saturday as part of the research summit, the Neef Norf Research Summit, and I played also, was it last night? No, the night before last. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Yeah.
There's so many concerts I get lost. But I played in a quartet with video on a piece about falling, and with people telling stories about falling, and we were all sort of playing together and things were falling.
So on Sunday, that's the finale of the festival. What is lined up for Sunday? And that's like if someone, I would think if someone can only come one day, that might be the day because there's just so much.
Yeah, Sunday is a marathon concert that begins at 3:00 here in the Haslam Music Center. On the UT campus, and I think we have something like 4 or 5 hours of music lined up. And this is a nod to the, you know, great organization Bang on a Can, who was here for Big Ears this year, and they've been doing a marathon concert in New York for decades. And one of my favorite quotes from David Lang and you know, the whole team there was that by doing a marathon concert, there's no way you can hear the entire thing, and people are forced to take breaks, and the kind of stereotypical conversation after the concert of 3 or 4 pieces of what your favorite was and what piece was not your favorite goes away, because you're just immersed in so much music, and it really has a way of kind of opening up our ears to a lot of different things. And so for us, represents a culmination of a lot of work that the fellows have been putting on for several weeks. So we have some a piece being performed by Christopher Adler, who is our composition director, and we always play a lot of his music here. But we also have a couple of composers who have visited us in the past program. Matthew Bertner was our faculty composer in residence back in like 2012, I believe. And Christopher Burns was with us last year. John Supko has visited us before from over at Duke. Nina Young was a composer in residence last year. And Anna Thorvalds was here, I think, in 2013 or 2014. And so we have a lot of music by a lot of people that we've grown very close to over the years and whose music we wholeheartedly believe in and support. And we're really excited to present all of that.
All right. Well, we're excited to hear it. Andy Bliss, Carolyn Chin, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Oh, yeah. Always great to do it. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.